Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Postpone Halloween? If you're a kid, those are two words you never want to hear. Still, that was the decision made by many officials yesterday in city and towns hard hit by the weekend storm. It was, however, a different story in at least one community. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports on how the town of Hadley in Western Mass figured out how to rescue Halloween.
Hadley was one of several towns in western Massachusetts hit hard by Saturday's storm. Nearly 100% of the town was without power in the first 24 hours after the snow stopped. And even last night, Halloween, only a small percentage of power had been restored. Emergency officials declared Hadley Elementary School a warming center, and even without phone lines or internet access, word got out, along with residents looking for a bowl of hot soup or a cup of coffee and a place to recharge their cell phone. Around sunset, Batman, several princesses, a few Harry Potters, and a witch or two also showed up.
Wait, I have something to show you. This was the last thing in that animal bucket. This was the last one of it.
What was it? Candy, lots of it, and games along with prizes. The school cafeteria was filled with families, most still without power, landlines, or heat. They found much of what they needed in the building, as well as some cheer, as just hours before, many kids were reportedly in tears at the thought of not trick-or-treating this year. Peter Venman is a parent of five. He's a chef at Amherst College, works for the Hadley Fire Department, and without power, made his family a lasagna for dinner on the propane stove. Along with some friends from Amherst who are also without power, they came over because what else were they going to do on Halloween?
Well, because the kids couldn't trick-or-treat anywhere, and we're like, if we're not going to do trick-or-treating next week. This is your one shot to trick-or-treat, and they wanted candy, so we came in here. Plus, I knew all the guys here, and you know, it'd be nice to see people and talk to people, maybe get some more information about when the electricity's coming back on.
Making soup and setting out jack-o'-lantern cookies in the school's stainless steel kitchen is Diane Zack. She's the food service director for Hadley Public Schools. Usually she's feeding kids. Now it's 200 dinners for anyone who shows up.
Tomorrow we're going to be doing a broccoli potato cheddar soup that we just finished putting together. And we're also doing turkey and gravy on rice.
She says the warming center will be open for a second day today and possibly Wednesday. Town officials are still deciding if school can resume Wednesday, as many roads are still closed. Michael Spanknebel is the captain of the Hadley Fire Department and the town's emergency management director.
We've seen damage like this before, but never in this magnitude. For the town and all the towns around us to be 100% out of power, it's absolutely amazing how the devastation from, you know, this early snowstorm, it's just amazing.
He says just getting the word out about the warming center was a challenge.
The communications part has been the most difficult because power's down, so internet was down. A lot of folks that don't have phones. So Facebook, I don't use it very often, but I'll tell you, getting in touch with the PTO, some of these parent organizations, the park and rec department, the amount of information that they've put out, getting it to everybody, and then asking them to pass it on has just been huge. And we're asking everybody else to just check on their neighbors, too. If they know of a senior, check in, make sure they're okay. And, you know, just let's keep this community thing going here.
And Spanknebel is asking for one more thing, patience, especially with emergency and utility workers. He's been told it could still be 5 to 7 days before power is restored to some of the town's outlying areas. The same goes for nearby towns. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jill Kaufman.